Hey y'all, I'm your host Destiny or Reflection and Desk. This is episode one of Reflection and Desk podcast. On this episode, the topic will be relationships, and we are going to talk about relationships in general. Before we get too deep into this topic, let's define the word relationship. In the dictionary, it states a relationship in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected or a state of being connected. That definition sounds pretty accurate, right? You do feel connected as a whole when you are in a serious relationship. Why do we crave relationships so much? It seems like nowadays we can't even handle being alone. Well, at least some people. I'm not going to speak for all. And the thing about it is people don't want to take their time to just give their time to heal and just have space to themselves. They always feel like they need to be with somebody. They need to be in a relationship. Oh, this other person is going to make me whole. I'm going to feel complete and stuff. Give yourself time to heal, because that's why so many relationships are not going well, and that's why people have a bunch of run-ins, because people don't want to take their time to go through the healing stage. All they want to do just get out of this one bad relationship and then possibly go into another toxic relationship. You gotta sit down and evaluate everything. You gotta say, okay, why didn't this last relationship work? What did I do wrong? What did my partner do wrong? Was this the type of relationship that I want in the future, or is this the type of relationship that I was comfortable in? You just gotta separate the good from the bad. Like, see what kind of habits you have. Hopefully you learned something from your past relationship so you can do better in the next relationship if you want to be in another relationship. But I don't know, I really think social media has people stuck on the fact that they should be in a relationship. And I know sometimes it do make you want to be with somebody when you see other couples all happy and then their life seem all perfect. But you know, everything that looks perfect is not always perfect behind the scenes. So be careful with who you idolize in these relationships, especially when we look at these different celebrities and stuff and idolize their relationships and say, oh, this is relationship goals. Ooh, I wish I had a man like that. Ooh, I wish I had a woman like that. But we only see what the media wants to show us. We don't always see the arguments or the struggles and downfalls maybe they might have with each other. Y'all know how it is. You see something perfect and you be like, oh, that's what I want. But be careful, please be careful, because you don't want to be praying for something that's going to be worse than maybe your last situation or be the worst situation you ever been in. And yeah, I don't want to blame social media mostly on why people don't want to be alone, can't stay alone. It's a bunch of other reasons why people just stick to relationships. Sometimes when we stay in relationships, or when certain people stay in relationships, it's because maybe their partner is actually helping them financially. They're actually financially stable with this person. The person take care of them, or they're really dependent on the person because the person has something they need. And maybe sometimes they might have low self-esteem and feel like nobody else wants them. I mean, most of us been through that stage where we just stick to a relationship because it's convenient and everything, and sometimes we just put that relationship before our well-being, and that's not good at all. It can be so unhealthy for us to just try to stay in a relationship when we know we should be loving ourselves first and focusing on ourselves. That's one thing that us as humans and people in general, where we just be caught up in situations and lose ourselves most of the time. And I don't know, it's just sad that we get to that point, but that's why it's always important to know your self-worth and what you'll put up with and what you don't want to put up with, especially when it comes to relationships, because so much stuff can happen. And when you're in a relationship, it's like you and your partner as a whole together. So is different things that y'all have to agree on or compromise, and y'all just have to make stuff work for each other. It comes along with communication, being loyal, faithful, trust. It's a lot you have to build when you're in a relationship. Relationships are nothing to play with most of the time, especially if you're an adult. Maybe when you was younger, probably I'll say about 18 and under, that's like little kiddie stuff. But when you get to the point where at least maybe like 19 or older, you kind of get mature as life goes by, and that's when you start really getting serious. I'm not saying when you was young you wasn't serious, but most of the time you recognize a real relationship is when you get to that stage, when you at least probably in your 20s on up, you know. But yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. This is the first episode of Reflection Desk Podcast. And don't forget to follow me on social media. You can follow me at Reflection Desk on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And also, y'all can look me up on YouTube at Reflection Desk. I would love to be connected with you guys. So, y'all go ahead and connect with me on social media because I'm a really open person and we can have some long, deep conversations if you want to. But yeah, hope you enjoyed this episode, and also share this episode with others if you feel like they need to hear it. I'll catch y'all on next episode. Bye.